With SRN News, I'm John Scott. FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced he intends to resign at the end of President Biden's term next month. The announcement comes after President-elect Donald Trump said in late November he intended to nominate Kash Patel to run the FBI, and more than 2 years before Mr. Wray's tenure term would have expired. In Southern California, Los Angeles County Fire Department Chief Anthony Maroney told ABC 7 Los Angeles the Franklin fire jumped 39% overnight.
1,532 fire personnel are assigned to the incident, and crews are working tirelessly around the clock to establish containment lines and defend structure. 33 hours into this firefight, our primary focus remains the safety of residents and first responders.
That fire is 0% contained. Meanwhile, the East Coast experiencing a whiplash-inducing stretch of winter weather. That's due in part to an atmospheric river and developing bomb cyclone, the storm bringing heavy rain and fierce winds to many areas. Also at SRNnews.com, inflation moved slightly higher last month, fueled by more expensive used cars, hotel rooms, and groceries. It's the latest sign some price pressures remain elevated.
The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 2.7% in November, up from a yearly figure of 2.6% in October. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core prices increased 3.3%, the same as in the previous month. The November inflation figures are the final major piece of data that Federal Reserve officials will consider before they meet next week to decide on interest rates.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks have been higher. The Dow is up 2 points, and the NASDAQ composite up 351. This is SRN News. The Biden administration celebrates the LGBT lifestyle.
December 8th was the second Sunday of Advent, but the Department of Health and Human Services was celebrating something entirely different. In a post on X, the department announced, quote, "Today is Pansexual and Panromantic Pride Day. Everyone deserves to be respected and supported no matter whom they love." Pansexual is a term defined by homosexuals as meaning someone who is, quote, "attracted to people of all genders, regardless of their sex or gender identity." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative initiative known as Project 2025 on the campaign trail this year, President Trump is stocking his administration with people who played central roles in developing it. Mr. Trump acknowledged that drafters of the report would be part of his incoming administration during an interview with NBC News and that he agrees with many of its ideas. This is SRN News. The House has advanced the annual defense policy bill, teeing up the mammoth measure for a final vote this week.
The chamber voted 211 to 207 along party lines to adopt the rule for the sprawling bill, formally opening debate in the chamber. Before the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson outlined the GOP's intent for the press.
The safety and security of the American people is our top priority.
Johnson said the bill will have a positive effect.
This year's NDAA ensures our military has the resources and the capabilities needed to remain the most powerful fighting force on the planet.
The House is expected to vote on final passage this week, which will require majority support in the chamber, before sending the legislation to the Senate ahead of the end-of-the-year deadline. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. wildlife officials have decided to extend federal protections to monarch butterflies. Monarchs occupied only 2.2 acres of their wintering area in central Mexico during the last winter season, a 59% decrease from the previous year's area. More on these stories at townhall.com.